Welcome to the Leadership Live Podcast, a conversational podcast with community members aiming to motivate, challenge, and inspire you to lead. Now, here are your hosts, Vanessa Bennett and Trey Darnell.
Welcome back to Leadership Live. I'm Trey Darnell here with Vanessa Bennett. Vanessa, how are you on this Friday?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the Leadership Live podcast, Kingsport City Schools, Johanna Montgomery. How are you?
Good. Johanna, it's great to have you today. Funny how our life has kind of come full circle. You were a friend first through Leadership Kingsport and then came through as a staff person with Healthy Kingsport. And now we've circled back around working with Healthy Kingsport and your role with Kingsport City Schools. So it's like we've come full circle. So you are the coordinator, school health coordinator. What is your title and what is this called?
So my title is coordinated school health coordinator.
That's a lot.
Okay. I don't know who made that title, but you know, it is what it is.
So we work hand in hand to provide healthy initiatives and opportunities for our families together. Tell us what you do on a daily basis and why your job is so important to more than 6,000 students in our school system.
Well, my job is not just for students, but it also deals with all our staff. And so in a nutshell, I oversee all the health and wellness initiatives for Kingsport City Schools. So in the fall, you will find me busy doing health screenings where we are checking kids' eyes and hearing, making sure that they can do those things so they're ready to learn. We also do events with the Healthy Schools team around education for families. Right now, one of the big focuses that we have is around vaping and substance misuse with our students and our community, which we all know it's not just a Kingsport problem and it's not just a specific group, but we are really just trying to educate and give parents the resources to better communicate with their kids. We're really trying to focus on the mental health because we know that is a big thing happening right now with our kids and our students and our teachers too. And how do we better support our teachers and make them feel that they're being heard and giving them the things that they need to help our students learn and do what they went to school to do?
It's called E3, the program that...
The anonymous reporting?
Yes.
Yes.
Can students report vaping through that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So students can report anything from like bullying to, you know, even if they're unsafe at home, if they see drugs or any kind of not good behavior happening in school, they can report that. And it is completely anonymous. There's no way for us to trace it. And we kind of work with different community partners to address those reports that come in.
How does the school system handle a student vaping?
So the process right now for students vaping is, of course, if a student gets caught vaping, that is confiscated. There is a suspension. You know, we are a zero tolerance school system. So if it is something else, which any kid under the age of 18, any substance is not legal for them to have, then there's, depending on how many times this has happened, there is a potential for them to go into our system to go and get more resources through either the juvenile system, or that's when sometimes they end up being referred to our alternative school like Cora Cox.
So you are also a part of your Kingsport Chamber's newest program, Lead DEI. What do you hope that program evolves into?
I would really like to see that program really bring more attention to getting more diversity in more aspects than just people's race and the way they look, but really diversity in all aspects, from religion to different countries where people come from, and really work on getting our kids that exposure to people that look like them, that believe like them, that might sound like them, that come from a similar background from them. Because we know that if kids are able to identify with somebody that looks like them and that they feel that connection, then they're more likely to build that bond and learn from them. So I really want to see our kids feel like they are safe to be who they are in this community and that they are loved no matter what.
I love that. And do you want to share, we're having a new logo made because this is a brand new program. Would you like to share with our listeners where that logo is coming from?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. As we were talking with the group, you know, we were thinking of like the branding and how can we get a logo? And we were thinking of like, oh, who should we reach out to? And I suggested us using our students from DBE. And we actually partnered with their digital arts teacher and we had the students come in and present different designs. And I will personally just say that I was blown away by what these kids can do. The thought that some of them put into it, from like the color selection to font selection to graphics that they use. It's just really amazing. Sometimes I think as adults, we forget how smart and how talented these kids are. I'm really excited to be able to say that, you know, our logo that we're going to be posting everywhere was created by one of our students.
I love that. I can't wait to see that come to life very soon as well.
I'm kind of curious what your thoughts on this, kind of jumping back to having a classroom where the teacher looks like the students. And I feel like KCS sometimes only goes to Knoxville for recruiting. How important is it for KCS to go even further?
It's very important. And I think it's something that our HR department has really started to focus on. We do have a diversity group within KCS. And part of that group is kind of around retention and getting people to come and work in our area. And so it's been really interesting to see how now they're starting to look at, okay, we need to go outside of what we historically go to, Knoxville, your UTs, ETSUs, but really looking into our historical Black colleges, reaching out to those folks and getting them to come and work with us, come and do their student teaching here. And really, that's when I think the work that Lee DI is wanting to get up off the ground is going to be so important, because that's really where we're going to get these people to feel that they can come to a place that they're welcome and a great community that is safe and that you can raise your family in, and hopefully then they would want to stay.
Okay, one of the fun questions that we ask everybody on the podcast, if you were to write an autobiography, what would the title be?
Oh man, that is an interesting question. I guess because of my background, I am a child of immigrant parents. I am a first generation graduate, a college graduate. I am the first one in my family to get a master's degree. One of the big things that I work on very heavily is translating and communicating with our non-English speaking family. So I think something around the lines of like Spanglish, because I tend to speak a lot of Spanglish.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So we also have some rapid five questions for you. Quick answers.
Let me get ready.
What is your favorite cake flavor?
Ooh, cookies and cream.
Favorite TV show?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, she did not hesitate on that, did she? No. What is your favorite flower?
Ooh, I think my favorite flower would be the water lily.
Okay. Where were you born?
Mexico City.
And how do you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Joanna, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Vanessa, do you have any final thoughts?
Johanna, I know that you're not actually a part of our staff anymore, but I feel like you still are, because we still do all kinds of things together and love still having you upstairs in our building.
Yes, thank you so much. It's great to get to work with you all in all aspects.
We cannot go without saying Johanna Montgomery was named this past week as the 2023 Coordinated School Health Regional Coordinator of the Year. It's a lot of coordinated. Congratulations, Johanna.
I love that.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll see everybody next Friday.
Thank you for listening to this week's Leadership Live podcast, a partnership between Kingsport Leadership Programs of your Kingsport Chamber and Honda Kingsport. Leadership Live is available wherever you get your podcasts.